Hey everyone, welcome to Motions the Podcast. I am your host, Tanaya P. Thank you for tuning in once again. This podcast will touch bases on various subjects as we sail through life. And as always, if you haven't asked yourself this morning, are you floating or are you steering today? I just want to say I'm steering. And I feel so good. Like, so good. I'm tired as hell, but I felt so good. This weekend I had went to Philadelphia to go to my cousin's pajama vision board night, and it was a very beautiful event. Shout out to DLB and everybody who was involved. Well, I should say Kayla and Lexi, who was involved in putting it together. The ladies did a very beautiful, they did it. And that was just the first event. So it's like, it's only to get better. And I love that for them, because the turnout was great. It was the right amount of people. Whoever wasn't there, they just really weren't supposed to come, you know? And that's just how I look at it. But it was more than enough people there. It was a really good time. I went to sleep because mama be tired, and I really cannot hang no more, but it was a very, very good time. I'm glad I went. I usually actually talk myself out of things when it comes to something, things like that, especially because, I live 5 hours away from Philly, so I could have easily talked myself out of it. Like, I don't feel like driving, and then I drove by myself, but I could have been like, I don't feel like driving, or I don't want to spend unnecessary money on gas, or whatever the case is. Like, I just was like, I'm going, I'm having a nice time, I ain't thinking about my baby, I ain't thinking about my boyfriend. Well, I'm always thinking about them, but yeah, anyway, I did have a very nice time. I feel like it was like one of, I haven't been anywhere by myself, I feel like when I do go somewhere, it's either with the baby or with Emmanuel, or we're together, but yeah, I went by myself, so that was kind of like, that was very cool, actually. But anyway, getting into this episode is called Dear Little Me, because I feel as though I have to write letters to the adolescent in me in order to heal and grow and continue the growth that I have, and continue the growth as an adult. Because if that inner child doesn't heal, the grown up you is not going to be 100. You can't fully be the best version of the adult you, if the adolescent you is still affecting you. So I wrote this letter to myself. It is really just a short letter that I shared on Instagram. And I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. This letter did not get enough acknowledgement as I thought it was going to get, because I got real personal, but I'm going to keep on posting it until somebody read it. Maybe because it's small. I don't know. But anyway, if you haven't already, this is the letter. If you haven't seen it already on Instagram. But the letter states, Dear Little Me, first and foremost, I just want you to know that we did it. We are 27 years old now. And I'm actually 26. Excuse me. I'll be 27 in July. But there's that. And finally, found our purpose in life. We are finally being who we truly want to be, and that shit is amazing. I just want to say, fuck whoever made you feel less than, and don't worry about those losers. You were always enough and always lit in real life. The real you always outweighed the fake them. You couldn't be your true self around people because those weren't your people. You finally have your people. Lastly, your abuser is going through misery, and God handled that for you. You were and still are so selfless, and I love that about us. Even though we were not confident, we still lay a very fine blueprint. Talk to you later, Big Nah. Woo, child. I just want to say, growing up, I had the worst confidence in the world. Like, I had very low self-esteem, and I was always contradicting, like, what I was doing. And I'm just like, damn, I got tired of that. Like, one moment I would start being confident and not contradicting myself, and then I would turn around and do something that portrayed having low self-esteem, low confidence, and contradicting myself. So I worked very hard during my pregnancy and after to not go back to something that I did not want to be, or to not have anyone make me act a certain way that I want to stop acting like. Like, I don't want to be looked at as that goofy ass, silly Tanaya. Like, I'm still her, but when you see me, you're going to be like, oh, that's a thorough grown woman. I'm not young no more. I'm still young, but I'm older. Like, come on now. Let's get with the program. Like, this is not no little ass kid that you're dealing with. You're dealing with a grown ass woman. So when you come to me, you really have to come correct. So I definitely wanted to acknowledge the confidence. Because right now it's at an all-time high. And that shit is showing. And it's about to show some more when I step into it a little bit more. But right now, like, it's definitely showing. I see myself, like, just not hiding anymore. Like, I don't want to hide anymore. I just want to show me. I want to vividly be present. I want to come correct every time I come. Like, it's shit just different now. Like, it's definitely showing. My confidence is growing, and it's not going to stop right here. And it's definitely not on no cocky shit, but it's definitely on some, I ain't even going to say on no humble shit. It's just on some, yeah, you know what the fuck going on. If you don't know what's going on, I know what's going on. So that's pretty much what it's going to give. Also, I address being who I truly want to be. And right now, like, I have taken the first step to really just continue being who I want to be and not getting discouraged. Not letting anyone take me back to a person that I don't want to be. And if you do take me back, I don't need you around me. Or if you try to take me back, even if you try to remind me, like, but, like, person, no, wait a second now. Like, no, we ain't doing that. Don't start bringing up old stuff. Don't post no old pictures of me. Straight up. Don't post no old pictures of me and me looking crazy. Because then I'm going to block you. Don't post no throwbacks unless it was from yesterday. Like, don't post no throwbacks of me, because who knows what I was doing. I really was, like, a little off. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I was a little off. Some stuff just shouldn't have been broadcasted or shown. I don't know what it is, but it's growth right now, because you can't get it out of me unless you just around, and you just can't get it out of me. But I'm definitely I have blossomed into the person that I want people to see every time they see me. And this weekend I really saw that, and I was like, damn, I'm doing a really good job for showing up for myself, coming through for myself. Like, inserts round of applause, because that shit is really amazing when you just see your own growth and you just see what you're doing and you just like, damn, I'm really doing it. And I feel so good about it. I feel so good about seeing everything come into play. And this is really just the many, many, many beginning. It's just the very beginning. Fuck whoever made me feel less than. And fuck whoever made me feel like the shit that I was doing wasn't, like, cool, or they didn't want to do it, or it just was like, you know. But fuck whoever, fuck all of that. Like, fuck whoever made you feel less than. Fuck whoever made me feel less than, because it's just like, who are you to down what I'm doing just because you don't want to do it? Whole time, look at you. Now you want to do what I'm doing. What's really the tea? Like, now you want to do what I'm doing, but you used to make it seem like you didn't want to do it. So you wasn't being true to yourself. And I was being true to myself, but you made me feel less than for being me. You's a whore. I don't know who I'm talking to, but, well, actually, I do know who I'm talking to. Whoever made me feel like that. But, yeah, you's a whore. And that's how, and that's that goes for whoever. Because don't let nobody, we can't let anyone steer us away from us. Like, we can't let anyone steer us away from who we are. Like, if that's who you are, then be who you are. How people really be having the audacity, I'm trying to tell you, they really do be having the audacity. I can't even, I forgive myself for not going hard for me as I should have. And I was easily discouraged from going hard for myself, because it just wasn't there. I forgive me, and now I'm going hard for her. Like, this ain't that. This, what is it? This ain't this and this ain't that, or this ain't that. Whatever the term is, like, it really ain't that. Like, now it's really just, it's really me versus me. But it's really me versus y'all. Like, I'ma stand up for me every single time. Like, it's really me first every single time. Like, I'm not in no competition, but I'ma definitely have my own bag. I gotta have my bag first, because this is really like, I'm really the investment. I gotta protect the brand. I gotta protect me. I also just wanted to say that I am so ready to heal. That's another reason why I wrote this letter to myself, because I'm ready. I'm so ready to heal. Like, I'm more ready than ever right now. Like, more ready. I can't get no more ready right now. I am going to look into therapy tomorrow. I was, like, kind of sexually abused. This is so crazy that I'm even saying this on this podcast. But I was kind of, like, sexually abused. I was not physically touched, but something did take place. And my abuser is going through something right now. I never told nobody or whatever. And family, if you are listening, which y'all don't be listening, so I'm pretty sure maybe somebody will get around to this episode months later and then try to bring it up. Don't bring it up, because I'm not talking about it. I'm just letting it be known that God handled that for me, and I didn't need to tell anybody to handle the situation for me, because I didn't want no bad blood on my conscience because I told somebody something, you know. And honestly, I was protecting other people. I was protecting other people at such a young age. Like, damn, I put y'all before me. And I've been putting y'all before me for years, like, for years. But today, I really did, I really am standing on not doing that no more. Like, I'm not putting y'all before me. I'm doing what I gotta do for me. But my abuser is going through something, and God is silently handling it for me. And even if what the person is going through, it doesn't have nothing to do with, like, karma for me, it's karma. It's looking like it. It's looking like it. It's looking like it. And I'm not no a person that wishes bad on anyone. But, yeah, the karma is looking great, because... sorry to you, but anyway, going forward, That's another topic for another episode, but I just wanted to put a little piece in there. I'm really one of God's favorites, and I got to start acting like it. I got to start living like it. Like, I don't have to worry about anything. And that's really what I try to do when I really say being optimistic and a whole lot of optimism, because I'm not trying to worry about nothing, like nothing at all. I'm going to think about it, think of a plan, and then just start putting the plan into action and really just going from there. That's that. I'm ready to heal. That little portion of that little letter that I wrote to myself, that's just really a small portion of the things that I want to heal from. But I guess they are the ones that speak the most value. Being confident, being assertive of myself, taking myself serious, and I'm not going back. I'm only progressing, becoming a better version of myself. So, dear little me, I have your back now. I really do. I really do have your back. And I'm proud of myself. So, I really do challenge everybody to write a letter to themselves and just stand firm on being there for the younger version of you. Be that person that you wish that you had when you was younger. Be that person right now for you. So, you know, I feel like that's lit. That's pretty lit. If you haven't already, I never say this, but if you haven't already, please go follow the podcast's Instagram. My goal for the first 6 months of 2023 is to get my followers to 100 followers. So if you guys can follow the podcast at Motions the Podcast on Instagram, that would be great. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if y'all can leave a review of the podcast, because I really do want to know what people are thinking and how I am doing, because constructive criticism is the only criticism that I'm pretty much paying any attention to. You know, I do know that I want things to be better. I'm not going to say I want them to be perfect, but like that Reels audio says, I forgot what it said, but anyway, wanting things to be perfect is really getting in the way of just like everything, you know? So it's like one step at a time. It's going to get better. But until then, I'm going to give you all what I got. So, that pretty much wraps up today's episode. Like I said, I would like for everybody to write themselves a letter and just updating the smaller version of themselves of what's going on right now or what's about to take place, or, you know, what you're just ready to heal from, because we all need that healing and we all need that counseling, because that is, like I say all the time, that is not a white people thing. Like, everybody be getting counseling except the black people. Like, why y'all don't go? And y'all need it the most. Yeah, what's going on? So, I am definitely going to look for a therapist tomorrow. And then next Monday, I will update y'all on that. But until then, party people, thank y'all for tuning in so much. And I'm going to say this every time. I don't care if it's 2 listeners, 3 listeners, whatever the case is. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. I really do appreciate everybody that listens. Even though y'all don't be listening. Yeah, I'm on that ass. But that's okay. I'll see y'all next Monday. Thank you.